Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of news to talk about here today. We got a big weekend coming up, the TNA Bound for Glory pay-per-view, what may be the final ever TNA pay-per-view live, is taking place this weekend. We're going to talk about that show, the card for the show. Kurt Angle's return match after neck surgery is taking place on Sunday. We can talk about that, as well as Raw last night, leading into the Madison Square Garden show on Saturday night. And not only the Madison Square Garden show, but we've got Hell in a Cell coming up as well. So a lot of news coming out of WWE. John Jones has copped a plea, opening up the door for a potential return to UFC. Also, in about a half hour, we're going to be joined by Mia Yim, also known as TNA's Jade. She's going to be on the show talking about Shine 30 this Friday at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. Big Shine show coming up, which you can watch live on iPay-Per-View at WWNLive.com in HD or on the WWN Roku channel. We're going to be talking to Mia Yim here today on the show. Mike Sempervivi will be joining us as always, and we've got a lot of news to talk about as well, including Total Divas Episode 4 finale. We'll be taking your phone calls, Skype calls, text messages, and more on the program today. Studio line 425-488-0525. You can Skype us at F4W Online. Send us a text, 425-780-7566. And by the way, if you have a smartphone, you can grab the Skype app and you put in F4W Online in your Skype app and you can call us using Skype for free on your cell phone. We'll talk more about that after the break and kick off the news. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Taking your calls, 425-488-0525 is the studio line. Of course, 1-800-878-PLAY you can use as well. Skype line, F4W Online. And as noted before the break, if you've got the Skype app on your phone, or if you have a phone and you don't have the Skype app, get it. It's free. And you can Skype us on your cell phone, F4W Online, free anywhere in the world. So check that out. We'll be taking calls here in a bit. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566, Mia Yim is going to be on the show today, or as her close personal friend, as he calls himself, and in San Antonio calls her, Mia Yam. She's going to be on the show talking all sorts of things today. A couple of news notes. We'll talk about Raw here in just a moment, but the big news today is that John Jones has copped a plea. This from WrestlingObserver.com. John Jones, the former UFC light heavyweight champion, was given a conditional discharge, 18 months probation, on a felony charge of leaving the scene of an accident in a plea bargain Tuesday morning. Judge Charles Brown ordered Jones to make at least 72 appearances for both charity and speaking with children over the probation period. Once he fulfills the terms of the probation, he will be brought back to court and given a conditional discharge and would have a felony conviction on his record. He, of course, was arrested April 26, charges of leaving the scene of an accident involving death or serious injury when he crashed a rented SUV into a car driven by a pregnant woman, Vanessa Sonnenberg. She suffered a broken arm, but has made a full recovery. He was suspended, stripped of the UFC title. Police report indicated he ran a red light, struck Sonnenberg's car, left the scene, returned, grabbed a handful of money, and then ran away and jumped a fence. Don't do that, everybody. Disappeared for about 24 hours before turning himself in. Marijuana pipe was found in the car. UFC President Dana White was in court this morning with Jones. Said Jones would get a shot at the title he never lost in the cage as soon as he was ready to return. It's not going to be anytime soon, everybody. We got at least 72 charity or speaking appearances before he can even return. Year and a half probation. Could be a while here still. But John Jones at some point will be back in the UFC.
Oh, no surprise about that. They're not going to cut him and let him go to Bellator or something like that. This John Jones has got I guess some people would look at this, I don't know, as a slap on the wrist somehow, maybe. Bottom line is he's coming out of this with a felony. So, if Daniel Cormier ever wanted to throw something up at him and serve one up, talk about being the felon, talk about all the God stuff and, you're this and you're that and you keep, getting busted for stuff. And now John Jones, now you're a felon. Remember, Brian, back at the first UFC show in Newark, featured, I'm trying to think of what the main event of that was. I think it was Frank Mir and Shane Carwin, the setup to face Brock Lesnar and GSP. And I forget who it was, doesn't matter. But, there was a story, I think around that time of Was it that one or the one after? No, John Jones was the main event. John Jones main evented the show in Newark. And earlier in the day when he was meditating at the park, he caught a guy.
That's right.
With the
Stop the crime.
Yes, who stole an old lady's purse, and he ran him down, and he subdued the guy and got the purse back. And what a man he was. And now look at him, the fall from grace. Now he's a felon. And look at yourself, John Jones. So now anybody can throw that up in his face from a promotional point of view. And from a personal point of view, he's got to keep himself clean on this, because I'm not saying 18 months is a long time or anything like that. But, you know, it's from this point forward, if you get busted again for anything, it is really going to be painful for you and annoying for you as far as the talking heads and the press and how people view you. I mean, he couldn't probably be any lower right now on the respectability scale. At least I don't think he can. The only way he could be is to get into the mix again. So hopefully this is the it for hearing about John Jones, you know, not in a fight capacity, which at this point is the only way I want to see him or hear about him.
And speaking of John on Skype, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello, Brian. This is John from Memphis, man.
Yes, John.
Well, I got two things to talk about, Brian. I want to talk about John Jones, and I want to talk about the worst Raw I have ever seen. Ugh.
Let's start with John Jones, because I got a lot to say about Raw myself.
Oh, my question is this: the condition of it. If he gets arrested again, I've been on probation before, Brian. This has been like 15 years ago.
What did you do, John?
I was charged with 14 counts of commercial burglary.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, no more Christmas show for you, buddy.
Well, Brian.
I'm joking, John.
I know. Brian, I was 19 years old.
I know.
I was 19 years old. This was actually, this is the funny part. This happened before the incident that I told you about that I wrote to y'all about what happened to me. But that's here or there. I don't know how the probation, this is in New Mexico. I don't know how the probation is there. It is in New Mexico. He would have to go through, you think your daughter, the drug testing for UFC is rough. The drug testing for them is, I don't know how it is. You can't do no drugs, no alcohol. You can't be associated with nobody with any record. They could come by and see you and do a check up business on you. And I don't know. You got to be at one spot. If he's in New Mexico, have to live in that one spot for that whole 18 months. So I give about John Jones probably 2 years before he'd be able to fight for UFC again, Brian.
And now, in his probation period here, how many times does he have to, like, see an officer? How many times will he actually have to check in? And how many times will he be surprised by said PO while he's out and about in New Mexico?
You really want me to answer that, Mike, for you? By the way, how are you doing today, Mike?
Not too bad, man. Just a general idea of what he's in for, as far as, like, you think USADA's bad, just wait till that nasty PO comes after him.
And that's another thing. I don't know, especially if he's a famous person, he will be put there and probably drop the hammer on him because of his...
Thank God this wasn't in Arizona. They would actually have this probably filmed and run at the State House every day. They love to embarrass people. Maricopa County, I guess it is.
Yes, yes. Oh, trust me. Maricopa County is worse. I have a brother that lives out there. He's not in trouble. He's a family man, but it's worse than Maricopa County, and that's a big county. That's pretty much about it. Maricopa County is about the size of New Jersey, and that's truth about that. He probably has to see his probation one time a month, and that's how most probations are.
And one time a month. Well, John, listen, your phone's terrible. I hate to cut you off, but it's crackling like crazy. But the gist of this is, everybody, that John Jones is going to have to keep his nose clean in more ways than one for an extended period of time. So this is the key to this story is John Jones is not facing the winner of this Alexander Gustafsson fight that's coming up this weekend with Daniel Cormier. If he returns, it's going to be a ways down the line. So that is the latest update. We'll have more at WrestlingObserver.com. When we come back from the break, we are going to be talking about Raw. And as Mike is going to make clear to everybody, Raw is much better on Hulu. It is only 90 minutes long, as opposed to the excruciating 3 hours and 10 minutes it was Raw this past Monday night. And as I have stated a couple of times now, Hulu's got a new option where for $11, you can get zero commercials on your shows, which means you can wake up Tuesday and watch Raw in an hour and a half with all of the stupid segments cut out with no commercials. It's like a miracle. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wow, look at that. The new day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny about the new day?
Yes?
Mentioned this last night on Observer Radio, but these ratings have been terrible for Raw. Terrible! Going up against football, it's September. People are tuning out as the show goes on. Just terrible numbers. Worst numbers since 1997. And so somebody provided a script yesterday that had the most watched person on the show, John Cena, and the best act on the show, The New Day, scheduled for the first segment of the show. And then they were gone. And for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes, we had, I don't even know what we had. We had one bad segment after another all night long. It's not even like when the show was over, I was baffled that the crowd was bad or the matches were short or the finishes sucked. I mean, this is a great example of, it's not hindsight being 2020. If you would have given me that script at noon yesterday on Wrestling Observer Live, I would have said, this show is going to die. This show will die. And it did. I have no idea what they're thinking. It's astonishing to me.
It was like, it was more than it was awful. It was just like, it was like perplexing. And I know you cannot try to think about what Vince is going to do or what they are going to do, as we had heard the rumors that they had been upset about the ratings and there's going to be a shakeup. You know, whatever it is that they do, you probably wouldn't do yourself, and you won't think it is as good as what you would do yourself. So you have to kind of throw that out. So as I'm sitting there watching it, it's like, okay, the main event doesn't surprise me at all with Roman Reigns being in there. And that's going to be a separate thing for maybe we get to later on, as far as nobody should complain. They may not like the match or the feud or whatever it is, but whatever you do, don't complain that Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt were in the main event. I'm actually okay with that. But it was, he likes Roman Reigns, and it would be a big deal for him to main event Raw beating Bray, and it was a slobber knocker, and he came out of it pretty good. So it would give Vince a point there, but he sets that up with going right back into the past, going right back into Attitude Era. And I tell you this, if the company was actually red hot, if this was the Attitude Era where things were, you know, new and fresh and popping, I bet you that Rollins-Kane thing, because it would have been new then, would have actually been pretty great, because Rollins delivered most of his lines well, and there were advantages to some of it. But oh my God, there was, you know, that kind of crap worked back then because things were so hot. When things are not hot, oh, they're not hot. And that's what Vince does. Now, the rest of the show, I mean, we can batter this show from top to bottom.
Let's not bother.
I'm just saying, yes, but those were, again, that's what I think Vince was thinking. Now, as far as the rest of the show and everything else went, it's just bad right now. And a lot of the decisions they're making, just common sense things, it was just a perplexingly weird show, in that you knew what Vince was doing, but it's like you're still coming at this is the best you got. This is really the best you got.
No, this ain't the best they got. I mean, when you look
yes,
at that
it is,
show,
Brian, yes, it is. And here, I'll tell you why. Because we always talk about the WrestleMania malaise. It wasn't that bad this year. But how often do we talk about going into the Royal Rumble, how bad everything has been for whatever the reason, whether it be Daniel Bryan being booked bad or this or that or the other, where it's like they may have eyes on one thing that they're running along with, but everything else they don't care. I mean, if they're not hyping The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar for, you know, last match ever, or however you're going to play this inside Hell in the Cell, oh my God. I mean, you could have cut down on that Miz TV. I mean, but so they don't care. This is the best they have because they do it every year. This is them.
No, you're missing my point. Yes, the show was terrible, but when you say this is the best they have, when I look up and down here, it's like, okay, so the best they have is The Big Show and Mark Henry? No, they have better. The best they have is Miz TV with all of those women? No, they have better. The best they have is putting PCB back together to face Team Bellas, which makes absolutely no sense? No, they could have done it better. I can go down this show. This show, to me, felt like it was purposely designed to be bad, which the funny thing is, it wasn't. But if I were putting a show together and I had every piece of talent on this whole roster, this is not the best they've got. This was just terrible idea up and down the card, except for the New Day and John Cena, which, of course, they trotted out at the very beginning of the show, which is mind-boggling to me, because everybody loves the New Day. It doesn't matter if they're supposed to be baby faces or heels. You could say, hey, New Day and John Cena are going to work. In fact, you have that opening match with John Cena and Xavier Woods. You have all the geeks run in. You have Stephanie come out, and you know what she says? Main event tonight, John Cena will be teaming with whoever to face the New Day. Great! You've hyped something up for the end of the show that gives people a reason to stick around or at least come back.
Brian, come on, Brian. Brian, why?
They do that okay. all the time. How about they this? Didn't do it last
Here's
night.
Here's the thing. How if this isn't the, you know, the best they have, how close to par is this? I mean, this is what they do with all. I mean, we can.
This is just a little below par. It's not like it's way below par.
And that's and there's the biggest problem. Randy Orton came out to do a, you know, a poppier town because Richie Incognito and the Buffalo Bills were there and you had Bo Dallas and you have John Cena, which you ran off. You had Randy Orton in comedy. And look, again, I am OK with trying to put Roman Reigns in the main event spot on that show. But everything else that you have is just, it's garbage. And look, again, look what they're doing with Brock Lesnar. That's the best they could do. Paulie and Big Show did the best they could do, and that fell dead flat. And you have something that involves Brock Lesnar, which has been the only thing that has brought fire to your company at all in the past however many months when he's involved in something. And even that. Again, this is the best they got going on right now, and it's pathetic.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
How's it going, guys? This is Ken from Baton Rouge.
Yes, Ken.
I just had two quick kind of rumors slash questions for you. I got a news tip that Cesaro is in the doghouse. Have you heard that?
I got a very, very generic news tip that told me nothing. It's okay. Obvious he's in the doghouse because he's losing all the time, but I don't know why.
Okay, and the second question is
because somebody had to get knocked out by the Big Show. Duh, you're building up Show,
dude. He was buried long before that.
I know.
Yes, caller. The other one.
Next question. Have you heard about Big Show facing John Cena for the U.S. title at Hell in a Cell?
I have not, but I may as well.
Only if we're lucky.
Yeah. Man, what a great match that would be. I have not heard that. I don't know what's on tap for John Cena at Hell in a Cell. I've heard a few matches for the show, but this is very much like SummerSlam. I mean, the idea of John Cena and the Big Show sounds terrible because it is. But again, we've got a situation where Brock Lesnar's the man. And so if you have a Brock Lesnar Undertaker Hell in a Cell match, it really doesn't matter what else you put on the show. It's going to do all right. And I think that that's their mindset behind this terrible Brock Lesnar-Big Show feud. People want to see Brock Lesnar throw dudes around. It doesn't matter who it is. The idea that he's going to throw around the Big Show, I'm sure, is intriguing to some people. Nobody thinks Big Show is going to win. Nobody cares about the match itself. But trust me, on Saturday, everybody's going to turn on the network because they're going to want to see Brock take the Big Show to Suplex City. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Josh from Virginia.
Yes, Josh.
Hey, guys. I just wanted your opinion on what I should do this weekend because about an hour from me on Saturday night in Salem, Virginia, it's the Bound for Glory Road Tour or whatever, and it's basically Bound for Glory Live with Eric Young and Kurt Angle, EC3 and Drew Galloway.
So they're giving away the next day's pay-per-view for free on the road? I guess it's not free.
Well, yeah, but I also get the TNA Hall of Fame induction of Earl Hebner.
Oh, that might be entertaining. What's your other option?
Well, it's on Saturday night, so either that or stay home and watch Brock Lesnar beat the Biggest Show.
Oh, well, here, let me say this. This is my advice.
Or anything else besides that?
I think you would enjoy yourself at the TNA show. I have never gone to a live TNA event I did not enjoy. And since Brock Lesnar and the Big Show, you already know the outcome. And it's going to be on the network the next day, so I would go to TNA.
Well, TNA tickets are only $15.
So. Oh, man, I would go without batting an eye, my friend. Go to TNA and enjoy yourself. Brian in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, guys. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I was listening to your the Wrestling Observer show you had yesterday with Dave, and I was really surprised to hear you guys say that Lesnar and Rock isn't even a possibility for WrestleMania. I mean, is that just Triple H, you know, wanting to make sure he's in the main event, or is that, I mean, is there any, it just doesn't seem like there could be any other reason that would possibly make sense.
They just want to do Triple H and Rock. They've started building it up. And as Dave noted, I mean, Rock is, I mean, he's older and he's 40-something and he looks great, but Brock could destroy him without even meaning to. I mean, you know, we've had The Rock get hurt in a match with John Cena, who is as light a worker as you're going to find. I think it's more an issue of, I think Rock would like to do the match, but he's very, very valuable in Hollywood. He can't get hurt. And they've been building up Triple H and Rock, so I think that's just what they're going to do.
Well, I guess that's one of the reasons why I don't watch the product that much anymore. I mean, I know you guys talk about Kane and Big Show all the time, but to me, if there's a Mount Rushmore of wrestlers that I'd never want to see again on TV, I think Triple H has a spot right there with Big Show and Kane.
Well, he has been around a long time. I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment talking Shine with Mia Yim, TNA's Jade. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine 30 is taking place this Friday, October 2nd, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. Tickets at ShineWrestling.com. You can watch on live iPay-per-view, WWNLive.com in HD. Of course, WWN Live also has a Roku channel where you can check out these shows. And we are joined today by the former Shine champion, Mia Yim, is on the line today. Mia, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We had your rival, Santana Garrett, on the show yesterday. She beat you for the title, if I recall correctly. Anything you want to say to her?
She earned it. She worked hard. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to stop going after what's mine.
You'll get her next time, right?
Of course I will.
Just wanted to throw that out there. Now, obviously this weekend is a big weekend, and we're going to talk about the matches here for a moment, in a moment. But I did want to ask you something. You're, of course, working in TNA as part of the Dollhouse. Is it true that you were on vacation and you swung by for a tryout, and the next thing you know, you're hired?
Yes. I mean, that's how it all, like, really started. It took several different one-night-onlys, knockout, knockdowns for me to finally get signed. But, I mean, it all worked out.
It's funny because you watch the show, and the Dollhouse is a very interesting stable. It's very creepy. How much input did you guys have any input into that, or was that something that they came up with?
That is something they came up with. No, they just gave us the ball. We just ran with it.
They just ran with it.
Yeah.
yeah. It's creepy. When they gave you the idea, I mean, did you guys come up with ideas for the idea, or is everything that you see on television just, here's what we want to do and go for it?
We pretty much just built around it. So, like, it started off as a very broad concept of creepy. So thank you for saying that we're creepy, because that's what we're going for. But then each individual, like, we're told, like, for me, for example, was, we want you to be the silent but deadly type. Think of Go-Go from Kill Bill. And then just work around that and try to build off of that. So
the best thing about it is I'm a big fan of Taryn Terrell. And there are a lot of girls in wrestling, a lot of them. In fact, in some companies, most of them, who have been given the gimmick that they're a crazy girl. And in like 80% of the cases, it's just you watch it and you think this person is playing a crazy person. I'm not saying that Taryn's crazy. But she does a very, very good job convincing you that she is, in fact, out of her mind.
I agree. It's the first time she's ever done heel, and I think she did a very good job.
It's like I don't even know how to say it without making it sound like I think she's out of her mind. It comes naturally. You know what I mean? Do you get that vibe from her in real life? Like, I'm sure you guys get along great, but does she kind of seem like the person where if you did something wrong, she may just kind of freak out?
She's actually really nice at the back, but I wouldn't want to piss her off. I don't know what would happen. I don't really want to know.
Tell us a little bit about how you got your start in wrestling. We were talking to Santana yesterday, and you know, she wanted to be a wrestler from the time she was a little girl. Her dad was a wrestler. She got into it young. What's the story with you?
Well, I don't come from a family of wrestlers. I don't have a famous last name or anything like that. But I've been a fan since I was young. It was my dad was a fan. We would watch it together before dinner. It'd be me, my sister, my dad. And, of course, through time, my sister grew out of it. My dad grew out of it. And then I was always the one just watching it, you know, consistently as I grew up. And then, when I saw Lita and Chyna getting in with the boys, that's something that I wanted to do and something that I knew I could do. I've always been a tomboy, so sports has been my whole life. So anything that, you know, required some activities, some challenges, obstacles, I wanted to do it. So football, basketball, volleyball, everything I wanted to just do. And then when I realized that wrestling was there and girls can actually partake in it, that was what I wanted to do.
Now, when you talk about the, you know, being a tomboy and things like that, knowing you could get in there and mix it up with the guys, guys against women in wrestling, even today in 2015, is a very polarizing issue. And, you know, you've trained with Combat Zone and you're known for being there, and you've been all over the place, and you've never had
problems with physicality. You've never had problems with any of that stuff. Do you believe that some of that stuff gets way too bad of a name, or is something that people should just look at as entertainment, or just what's your opinion on that stuff?
I go both ways, to be honest. I really like the fact that it's wrestler versus wrestler and not a girl versus boy type thing. But then I feel like there's a lot, especially now, that it's just, oh, I'm going to wrestle a guy so I can do all my cool stuff. I'm going to be a spot monkey, blah, blah, blah. Like, come on, tell a story. Let it mean something. Don't just be in the ring just because, you know, a guy can throw you around and you can show off a million trillion moves. Like, so I'm a mix of both now, especially now. Like, before, at least, you know, when I did my feud with Greg Exley, there was a story behind it. And we built on it. It wasn't just, oh, okay, just because it's a random Saturday night, let me just wrestle a guy type thing, you know? So I just feel like it's being lost as far as girls just want to be in the ring with boys so they could do all their stuff and, you know, whatever. As far as other people's opinions, oh my gosh, a guy is hitting a girl, blah, 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 blah. And I'm a big advocate of domestic violence or whatever. So to me, it's different because it's in the ring, it's in a controlled environment, and it's a show. So for people that, you know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but it's entertainment. You can easily just watch something else. So as far as that, you know, I don't mind when it's wrestler versus wrestler, when it actually means something, when it tells a story and is not just a spot fest.
Seems like it would be, it has to be, I've always felt it has to be done right. Like if you've got a man and a woman and they're the same weight and you want to put them in like a jiu-jitsu match where they're grappling each other, great. I think that's awesome. And if you can portray it like that in wrestling, that's great. But if you put like a 120-pound woman and a 220-pound man and you put them in a boxing match where they're going to be like striking and punching each other, I don't think that's ever going to work. And I'm not sure there's a way to make that work in pro wrestling unless you somehow work it in a way where, you know, it's just like you said, you have a story. She uses her speed, she uses her technique to put one over on the bigger guy. It can be done right, but I think sometimes it's not done right.
Oh, no, I agree completely. Like, even to this day, that's what I try to hold dear to. As you know, me and my boyfriend, Eddie Kingston, just had a match like a month ago, and our main thing was let's tell a story because everybody else is going to just want to do a million moves. And it's just something that me personally, I just want to tell a story. And it's not believable if I'm in the ring with Greg Excellent and I just beat the heck out of him and kick him till he's down, you know? So it's just, it's all about story.
We had Eddie Kingston on the show. Funny you should mention him a couple of weeks ago. And I'm a big Eddie Kingston fan. I like the Eddie Kingston gimmick. I loved Eddie Kingston in the Urban Wrestling Federation. You have any stories about softy Eddie Kingston that you can embarrass him with on the air here?
Oh, God, he'll kill me. Well, I just had to hang up on him to take this interview. So let that be known. I'm sorry, babe. But, I mean, there's so many. I don't think he want me to tell anything. But
let's not kill his character. But
yeah,
he can be a real softy, can he?
For me.
Sure. Sure. Now, you, of course, are teaming with Leva Bates, the Lucha Sisters. You guys are going to be facing Rhea O'Reilly and Sami Baines at the show with Soraya Knight. A lot of questions about this match. I remember a couple of years ago at WrestleMania weekend, I went to a show and Soraya Knight was there. And I was there with some buddies, grown men. And one of them turns to me. And he just goes, she scares the hell out of me. She kicked my ass. That's what he said about Soraya Knight. And she, of course, is Paige's mom. You have any good Soraya Knight stories? Does she terrify you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing is that she is the sweetest and the most motherly person that I know, but I would definitely stay away from her bad side. Speaking of crazy women, I think she is definitely one of them.
Oh, yeah, she's way more than Taryn. Yeah, she ranks way above Taryn.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there's no crazy, you know, she's always been really sweet to me, and I love her to death. But I definitely would steer clear of her puns. Those are no fun. I don't know if I can have children.
Oh man, I watch Paige, who's 22 now, and she's starting to do the crazy gimmick now. And she was very outspoken on Tough Enough. And all I can see in her is her mom. It's like, in 15 years, this is going to be the scariest woman on the WWE roster. Legit.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Now, tell us about Leva, because obviously a lot of people know Leva Bates from NXT. Blue Pants. Is she, like, when you guys talk about this, is she just baffled? Because it is kind of baffling, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean she's very talented, but I mean she got over because of her pants, and they love her pants, and they've turned her pants into a gimmick, and it's crazy.
And she's rocking her job, and she's still wrestling for other people. It's just it's a different era. It's a different gig.
Yes.
Honestly, I just want to let the world know that it couldn't have happened to a better, more deserving person. Leva has worked hard. She spent hours and hours on her gear while working a full-time job, while traveling and doing all this stuff, the stunt work, everything. So for her for this to happen to her, I am so proud and so freaking happy that it happened to her. And she deserves that plus more. Leva, you keep riding that freaking wave. You deserve it. Forget what everybody says, all the negativity, whatever. You ride that. I don't want to curse. You ride that wave.
Now, before you signed with TNA, you'd also done a little bit of work for NXT. And how was that experience?
It was awesome. I have nothing bad to say about WWE, NXT. Everybody treated me well. Everybody, welcomed me with open arms. It was a pleasure working Charlotte. I have nothing bad to say about them.
Now, as far as your work in Shine, obviously the iPay-per-view is this weekend. You can watch it in HD, the WWN Roku channel. There's a lot of stuff up there on WWNLive.com. What are some of your favorite matches? Like, if somebody said, Mia, tell me some matches I can go check out, what would you recommend?
Well, I've had a lot of matches that I thoroughly enjoyed at Shine. A lot of them with Leva, because we can be ourselves and just play with each other. Speaking of, one of my favorite matches was Leva early on in my Shine career. Another favorite of mine is me versus Allison Kay. That's always fun. I think that was at the, not this last Shine, but the Shine before. So it's been recent. Who else? I've wrestled Jessica Havoc, which was a lot of fun. Like, just wrestling my best friends, like, it's just always a good time, and we always bring the best out of each other. Even, like, a match with Santana, that was really fun, because we were still learning each other in the ring, and it came out to be a really good match. So, I mean, there's so many, any match at Shine. Shine always provides the best women's matches next to Shimmer, that they can, and I can't even pick one specific ultimate favorite, so I say just check out the whole freaking thing.
Well, Mia, stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine Week here on the program. Mia Yim's joining us. Shine 30, Friday, this Friday, October 2nd, Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. ShineWrestling.com for tickets if you want to watch live on iPay-per-view in HD, WWNLive.com, also available on the Roku channel. Mia's going to be teaming with Leva Bates, the Lucha Sisters, against Rhea O'Reilly and Sami Zayn, with Paige's mother, sweet Soraya Knight, in the corner. And Mia, before we go, let's get some plugs out for your social media.
I am everywhere. So Twitter at JCNA. Please tweet me. I love tweeting. Instagram at JCNA. I also love posting a million pictures of my dog and workout stuff. And also Facebook, just Mia Yim. That's my official fan page. Hit me up everywhere, anywhere. I am all over the place.
At Jade TNA everywhere. And Mia, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. Best of luck this weekend. And hopefully we have back on the show here again soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
And of course, thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more Shine Week all this week here on the program. Back talking the show this coming weekend. All the news in wrestling and mixed martial arts live and free every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.